The Qatari government doesn't seem keen to have this story in the news either. In March, German TV reporter Florian Bauer tried to report from some of the same labor camps we visited last year.
We were driving around, shooting along the industrial area, and then all of a sudden, two people step up and say, "Police, please put down the camera."
Police, put the cameras down.
Yeah. They confiscated all the material. All the technical equipment, all laptops, all phones, all hard drives, everything.
Bauer says he was interrogated by Qatari intelligence for 14 hours. Weeks later, a British news crew trying to cover the story was arrested and thrown in jail for days.
This country holds in custody journalists while they're doing their job without any explanation. Should a country host a World Cup which is doing things like that?
And the past year has brought other unsettling reports that some of the same men who helped make Qatar a sports power have spent some of their extra cash in troubling ways.
They're spending it on sports, they're spending it on culture, they're spending it on investments, and they're spending it on terrorism.